At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful here at Globe Life Field, Dallas. We're at the on-sale event for AEW All In 2025. How'd you feel? We saw Bryan Danielson come back. We saw Sting come back. We got Tony Khan here. We got Big Boom AJ, Big Justice in the family here. It was a fun time.
It was a fun time. The fans were great. We had great energy from the Texas wrestling fans and this community. And this is a great venue. It's going to be a great venue for pro wrestling. I love the wrestling business so much. And one of the great things about wrestling is all the different places pro wrestling is permeated. And the Texas wrestling fans, and in particular here around the Dallas Metroplex and here in Arlington, these are great, great wrestling fans. There's a great tradition, a great history of pro wrestling, and we're really tapped into that, and I'm really looking forward in the coming months to AEW becoming a bigger and bigger part of this community. We came here for the AEW Collision residency, and we had such a great experience here, and I really believed in the vision and this dream of AEW at Globe Life Field, and we're here now, and I gotta say, it feels like it was the right call. I love it here. It's a great venue, and I can feel the energy that AEW is gonna bring, and the energy that the fans here in this community and the fans from all over Texas, all over America, and all over the world are gonna bring to AEW All In 2025 right here at Globe Life Field. The tickets went on sale today officially. We're off to a huge start, and it's gonna be a great night of wrestling here. And when the fans find out what we have in store, this thing is going to fill up, and it's going to be a great, great night when AEW All In makes its debut in America.
You also just landed a new media rights deal with WBD. The simulcast is rapidly approaching. How are you guys approaching that, making sure that everything's prepared, everything's ready for what seems to be a pivotal point in the company's history?
Well, it's weeks away, and we're very excited for the first ever pro wrestling simulcast from TBS and TNT, AEW every week. It doesn't really change the way the fans watch the show for everyone who watches on TBS and TNT, but it's going to open things up. It's going to create a possibility for new fans, people that cut the cord and didn't have cable. It's a great way to reach the wrestling fans that have been watching wrestling on TBS for years and TNT for years, because they can still do that for years to come. But it also signifies really the future of pro wrestling. I was saying earlier that wrestling is really always on the forefront of entertainment, whether it's the broadcast TV, cable TV, satellite, closed circuit, pay-per-view, and still to this day, pro wrestling on pay-per-view. And then looking at the different mediums for pro wrestling, streaming really to me is the future of all entertainment, and it's really important that AEW has a foothold in that. And that's why we were so excited about this media rights deal for many reasons. Most of all, that we get to stay with this great company that has a great history of pro wrestling and a great history of treating AEW and our fans, our wrestlers, and everybody who supports AEW so well, and that's TBS and TNT. It's a really exciting time of the year for us. This is my favorite time of the year. It's Christmas time, which means the Continental Classic. It means winter is coming. Normally, we would be around here for Winter is Coming, but this year, we're bringing AEW All In, and today we brought the countdown to the AEW All In ticket on sale. It was a very successful countdown. Like you said, Sean, we had Bryan Danielson, we had Sting, we had so many of the great stars of AEW on hand, the CEO, Mercedes Moné, Thunder Rosa, Big Boom AJ, Big Justice, a great, great group, former world champion Swerve Strickland, Bobby Lashley. I'm glad things didn't get too out of hand on the stage there. Could have been a bad situation for me. But I do think it's going to be a great, great night when we bring AEW here. And every time we come to really around Texas, the fans just bring the energy. And I think people are going to want to come here to be a part of it.
We've also seen an adjustment in live event strategy. We saw GalaxyCon this past weekend, Hammerstein Ballroom. There are also some venues like for example, in Kentucky, Broadbent Arena, which is the first time you all have run there. I know you're doing Clarksville and Knoxville for the first time. What all has went into hitting some of these new markets, and what makes you decide to land on those?
Well, it's really exciting. I think we've had a great history in AEW of running all over North America, all over the U.S., and these great venues. And across America, we've found a lot of great places for AEW. One of my favorite places for AEW is pretty close to here, Austin, Texas. We've had great experiences there, in, you know, around there at Cedar Park. Some of my favorite shows going back to the first year of AEW television have been there in that venue. And then when we came back out of the pandemic, we went right back there again, had a great night there. Every time we go there, the fans just bring the energy, and it's a great, great venue. And I thought, let's try to capture that energy different places around the country, find buildings like that. And it's been great. And, you know, having a packed house this weekend at Collision, they were tremendous for the Continental Classic. I thought it was a great week of AEW TV, really. All the shows, and I thought the fans all across the week were really excellent in Indianapolis and Columbus. And it was really, again, a new venue in Indianapolis as well that was really nice to be there in Fishers. And the Fishers Event Center, it was one of the first events they ever had in the building, was this AEW Dynamite and Rampage. And it was a great Dynamite with some great matches and great stories and rivalries developing, especially around Continental Classic season. Also, a lot of people thought it was the best episode of Rampage all year. And those Indianapolis fans were tremendous for that. And then in Columbus, like you said, going to GalaxyCon, that was a great experience. And the GalaxyCon executives were there, and they were thrilled with it. They loved it. And it was really cool to see. They were big AEW fans. You know, when you go to an event like GalaxyCon, you think, okay, are we going to get some people coming in that maybe wouldn't know us as well because they're here for the convention and they're just checking out AEW? And there may have been some first-timers or people that were new to the experience, but most of the people, almost everyone.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
It felt like we're big AEW fans, and it was really good energy for the show at GalaxyCon too, so I'm glad you like that.
All in here in Dallas as opposed to London is like the 2026. I know we're talking way ahead of time. Is that a thing where you're like, oh, well, maybe we'll stick to Dallas, maybe we'll go back to London, or is that a we'll see where it goes? Because I know that you guys are taking Forbidden Door overseas.
Yes, next year we are planning on that, and I think it's very exciting. We've done Forbidden Door in Canada and had a great experience in Toronto, and we've done it in the great cities in America, including Chicago and New York, and I think it'll be great to have an overseas Forbidden Door. I'm excited for that. I do think there's a lot more to come and a lot of announcements to come, but for AEW All In, certainly it'll be great to bring it here to Globe Life Field. I can't promise what's to come for 2026, although I can say that Wembley Stadium and London have been great homes to us. And Wembley Stadium has been amazing, where we set a world record, 81,035 tickets sold. And I think here in Globe Life Field, we have a chance to make history in American pro wrestling and bring fans from all over the world here around Arlington, Texas.
I mentioned the media rights deal, and that's something that we covered heavily, obviously, something of major interest. Was talking to people at WBD about it for a long time, and it was unique to get their insight on the negotiation process. And then, you know, when murmurs would be out and people would say, deal's done, WBD would be straight up, and they'd be like, no, but things are going great. Things are going great. Like, they always speak very highly. What is the negotiation process like in a situation like that, where you like doing business with them, but also you're trying to maximize your profit and your revenue as well?
Well, it's interesting. It's, you know, for me as a sports executive, it's interesting to sit in the other seat as a player. And I've been in so many negotiations across football and pro wrestling, and have great relationships with so many talent and athletes. And knowing what it's like with the greatest athletes, in this case, as AEW, the company, the sports league, it was like being in the player's seat in this case. And it was really, really great because, again, you talk about relationships. And so I know what it's like to be the party on WBD's side. And that's what I had such a great relationship and rapport with them. And I think it really helped AEW. We have a lot of trust. And what's really great is Mr. Zasloff himself told me that he really believes in AEW. And David Zasloff's one of the greatest executives in Hollywood and somebody who is a big supporter of AEW, and that's really, really great for us to have the boss of Warner Brothers Discovery in AEW's corner and in the wrestling fans' corner. I was at the Olympics with him in Paris, and we're talking about AEW on the biggest stage in international sports with a top executive whose company had all the European broadcasting rights and great things going on, and Mr. Zasloff was really, really excited about the renewal process over the summer and engaged. And to have Mr. Zasloff, Bruce Campbell, and the great team behind us. Kathleen Finch will be retiring, and she's been a great boss for us at TBS and TNT and a big AEW supporter. Kathleen is a very, very prestigious entertainment executive, and her first ever wrestling event was AEW Grand Slam at Arthur Ashe Stadium. It was the first time she'd ever been to pro wrestling, and we made a fan for life with Kathleen, and I got to spend great time with her and her husband Pete and all the great Warner Brothers Discovery executives in Paris as we were coming to kind of close this deal together. And a huge piece of it, like we were talking about, is the simulcast. I think that's one of the things that we really wanted to get done, and both sides are going to see a lot of value. It's going to be great for everyone involved because there will be AEW fans coming to Max to watch these shows, and we're still going to bring the same great audience to TBS and TNT week in, week out. And I want to stress that for the fans, this doesn't change your viewing experience unless you want it to. But I think for everybody who watches the show on TBS and TNT, don't get confused. The show is still going to be on every Wednesday on TBS and every Saturday on TNT. It's just another way to watch the show and hopefully make more new AEW fans on Max.
Tony, anything else you want to leave the people with? Obviously, Dallas, AEW All In here at Globe Life Field. Man, got some kids out there practicing on the field. That's got to be a dream come true for them.
This is awesome.
It's incredible to see. But tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, tickets on sale for AEW All In. Get your tickets. I promise in the months to come, as things crystallize and become more clear about what's happening in AEW, what the future is for 2025, I promise that AEW is going all in on All In Texas. And it's a really exciting week for us. For all the great wrestling fans, this week is Winter Is Coming. And it's going to be a huge week for AEW. Traditionally, it would be here, but we brought something very different here with this ticket on sale. And we're very excited to head up now for Winter Is Coming. I promise it's going to be a great week of wrestling. The Continental Classic kicking into gear. And most of all, I wanted to wish all the fans, all the people watching wrestling, all the people watching AEW, all the people watching Fightful, and you, Sean, I wanted to wish you Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Tony Khan, thank you. Until next time, my friends, we're out. There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.